Good evening, North State. How you doing? This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and you're listening to North State Now, and I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
Oh, and I'm Blake Fisher, not with Enjoy Magazine. I'm from Viva Downtown.
Kinda.
I guess I'm in there all the time.
I'm in, yeah. And I'm feeding you and giving you stuff. You practically live there.
Cream sodas and delicious chocolate.
So my normal cohort, Miss Rhonda Ball, I think is buried with grandchildren tonight. So she was asking me a few weeks ago if I could handle it. And I said, you know, I really can't. I need company. I feel bad. So she said, well, what about Blake? He's always there. And I said, yeah, and he does a great job, right, too? And he's got a face for radio. So
you got that right.
So welcome, Blake. Thanks for partnering with me tonight.
Thank you.
Hope everybody's doing well on this little bit of a rainy evening.
Kind of cold. Yesterday was so stunning, and now it's like this complete, right? You know, 180.
I know. It's kind of been weird because, you know, I love winter, and I like the rain if I don't have to go out in it. But this year I have a lot of projects outside, so every time it rains, I get frustrated because I'm in the mud in my backyard.
And don't let James fool you. He's wearing a T-shirt and shorts right now.
So. No, that's my attire. I don't care, even if at a funeral. If you die, this is what I'm wearing.
Oh.
So anyway, but yeah, so we're sitting here with the latest issue of Enjoy, which is February. It's issue number 173. And February, obviously, being part of Valentine's, this is our kind of usually our love edition.
Love so, and hearts.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of weird because we've passed that now. We've passed Valentine's Day, and yet, you know, to talk about all these Valentine's-y things is kind of weird. But we probably won't be touching a lot about
that. Keep the love going, James.
Yes, there's a lot of stuff in here, though, that doesn't have to revolve around that. We've got a couple of really interesting gentlemen in tonight, and then I guess we're going to have somebody from Viva again.
Yeah. I think this is a really good radio show tonight. We have a lot of interesting guests, and it's going to be great.
I'm a little
Rhonda,
on the,
you're missing out.
I'm a little on the wobbly side. I've been driving all day, so I literally just drove in, and I've been in a car for about 5.5 hours, so picking up jams today for our new Reading Brand Goods company.
Ooh. So,
but the one thing I did do, which I'm super excited about, and anybody that knows me knows that I'm a tech geek, right? And so I actually put my phone, plugged it into the van, and was able to listen to the Mars rover and its descent and its successful landing today on Mars.
Perseverance.
Yes, it landed successfully.
That was amazing to watch. I was looking over on Twitter, and they tweeted, it says, you can get anywhere with perseverance. And I really like that. And it made me tear up just thinking about how exciting it was to land on the moon in the 60s. And,
that's a shirt.
And,
way before you were born.
Yeah.
Such a baby. Yeah, so I was super stoked. And it was kind of funny because I pulled into the warehouse where we get our jams for the store, and I opened up the back, and I ran inside and I said, I'm here. And they brought it all out on trolleys to load it in the van. And as they were loading, you could hear people, you know, the countdown and shields up and the parachutes deployed. And they're like, what are you listening to? And the owner was like, is this the landing of the rover? And I said, yeah. And they're like, it's happening. I said, right now we're all standing here and it's falling at 15,000 miles an hour at the planet, just falling out and, you know. And it's got a heat shield that's got to eject, and then it's got to do a parachute, and then the parachute has to come off, and then it's got to separate, and then the rockets have to fire, and it has to hover, and then a sky crane tethers it down, and then it's got to, you know, I'm like thinking to myself, how does anybody engineer something so incredibly crazy?
Yeah.
And it all work.
That's what it was. I think my favorite part, not just seeing the rover land, but to see all of the NASA employees celebrating.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, it does make you choke up. They're crying. There was one woman I thought actually was having a heart attack, no pun intended, but she was screaming and screaming and screaming, and I thought, is she okay? Like, poor soul. Ended up the woman, I guess, I think, I don't know if I'm just watching, but she was the one that actually developed the helicopter that's on board.
Mm.
So, you know, her thing is that she was screaming just for joy for it to get to the ground.
Yeah.
And now tomorrow she has to start her whole adventure. The rover's got to put the helicopter down, and then they've got to test and make sure it works. And then, you know, so anyway. I geeked out, totally geeked out.
Well, I hope you hit Krispy Kreme. They made Mars donuts for today.
Did they?
Too. Yeah.
Oh no, I just bought a couple dozen from a young kids that were selling them for school fundraisers. So hopefully there's going to be one in the box.
Those are so good.
Anyway, so again, we're here with Enjoy Magazine, and
I love the cover.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a really hard thing to do every single month because our photographers take a plethora of photos,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you've got to go through and figure out which one you think is the best. And as tight as we are as a group, sometimes it comes together and everybody's unanimous, but on this one, it was not. I mean, the cover's great, but it's not the one I chose. So, anyway.
This is this girl, her name is Carissa Applegate.
Oh, you know her.
I've known her probably since first grade.
Oh, my gosh.
So, gosh, she's famous now.
You mean that's like, what, 4.5 years ago?
Yeah.
And then one other thing I wanted to just get a shout out before we get underway tonight, because we're super proud of it, but Enjoy City Guide. So a lot of people don't realize, but we've just recently launched a new publication. Well, we've launched 3 new publications, but this one's specific to this area, and it's Redding's first city guide. And this is our first venture into it, and it'll be biannual, and it just really is hyper-focused on people, places, and things in the North State, predominantly in the Redding area, but still, you know, Redding is that hub that fingers out into the rest of Northern California. So you'll see some stretching going on in there just because it's super cool. But the whole idea of this is a piece that really, really shines and highlights and goes into depth, a lot more depth into maybe the business and then the people behind the business. So you'll notice there's a great photo of them and their business, and then it has a short article, and then it leads you to our website. So we're really trying to marry the print with the digital. So if you choose to go to the website, you'll get a much more in-depth article. It's much longer, and there's going to be more photos, and there'll be a lot of video content that we're developing, and then we're going to be using Enjoy's, 20,000 articles that we've done on Northern California for the and dig more into the venture side of things, and that will be applied to this as well. And then we are working with a company right now, and wow, let me tell you what a project, but it's a app that will be for the guide, so you'll be able to download it, and it's GPS driven heavily, so you'll be able to pick a story or a destination and put it in the app, and it will obviously guide you to that location, and it will give you, you know, tons of information while you're there, and along the way there'll be waypoints, so it'll, you know, guide you if you want to stop and see, because along the way there might be a cave or there might be a waterfall that you can stop at, and it'll give you extra information and little spots to check out on your way to your final destination. And then once you're at your final destination, it should give you tons of information about the area that you're in. So
that's exciting.
Yeah. So, and there's other things that it'll do, but that's the bulk of it. And
what's kind of the date that you see that being launched?
I don't know. It's supposed to be able to move really fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so far it is from what I've seen. It's just now the cost.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who'd have thought that an app would cost so much money? Especially when all that technology is already there. But
hey, man, perseverance.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's what I'm going to do, is just continue to move forward. So, anyway, what else do we got going on? I wanted to put a shout out real quick again to those that do not know. One of the things that we've just launched is Redding Goods Company, which I think, have I given you anything?
Yeah.
Have you tried anything?
Yes, the olive oil.
Okay.
The olive oil is wonderful. We got, yeah. You've tried it?
Oh, you have it too?
Nigel's okay. Here. He's tried it. There's pistachios.
I've been trying to give it out to people so that we can get feedback and stuff like that.
And but candles.
Yeah, we have candles.
What do I have? I have the winter one.
You have Redding First Snow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we came out with a whole line of Redding branded goods through the Enjoy store. It's called Redding Goods Company. We liken ourselves to the first official brand for Redding. Currently we have olive oils, balsamics. We have 5 different flavors of pistachios. We have candles. I picked up jams today. We have chocolate. We have coffee that'll be coming. We have honey. So it's just a whole line of things that are the A products that we pick from the area and brand them into our company and then try to get them into people's hands. And what's really cool about the brand is it's a giving brand. So mm-hmm. a percentage of every purchase will go into a fund that will help back into the community. And we'll have nonprofits will be able to nominate individuals that have needs, and then from there they'll be chosen and we will support them directly with the money that comes from the brand. So
wow. Well, right? Hey, do you have a favorite item from that line?
I like the balsamic. Mm-hmm. It's 25 years barrel aged. Can you imagine making something, putting it in a barrel for 25 years and having to wait before you can use it? You better have a lot of inventory that goes on and on and on. But, yeah, I love the balsamic. It's that traditional very, very thick.
What do you like to use the balsamic for?
I am a big bread dipper. So I will take the balsamic, a little bit of the oil, thin it out, and then crush some herbs, pistachios, and then dip it.
And see, the next time you do this, you need an ASMR and just crush some pistachios right into the microphone, right? Let everybody know the product. Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, it's time for us to take our first break already, and then when we get back, we'll introduce you to our first guest. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Dr. Larry Watts.
Yep.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Enjoy.
And Blake, we're back. Again, you're listening to KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this segment is called North State Now. And again, I'm James Mazzotto with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown.
Yay, Viva. So we're here with our first guest, this young, strapping young man. Sitting across from us with this great smile.
I was going to say that, too, with an amazing smile.
He does a great smile. Even in the magazine, look at him. So cute.
Well, this is Dr. Larry Watts. Thanks for joining us tonight.
You bet. Glad to be here.
The article is called Megawatts, and it's on page 34, and you have a very harrowing story to tell, and you've lived through, and, as I read through this, kind of got like tight and short of breath because I was just like, it's kind of riveting, you know, right? Like it's like you just all of a sudden go, oh my God, and how can this happen? And fight, fight, fight. I mean, it's a real saga. So back in, what is it, June of 2018, while running a half marathon in Bend, Oregon, that you, and I don't know if this is the one that you did annually or set up so that kind of a family tradition with your daughter and stuff, but this was like a test run for another half marathon at Disney.
Right.
You guys signed up and you got running, and about 4 miles in, you pretty much just dropped dead.
That's it. You know,
I hate to sound so callous, yeah. But I mean, realistically, yeah. This is what it's talking about. You,
I mean, that probably for, I'd say, maybe 10 years or so, this niece, Betsy, who lived in Oregon, would say, hey, come up to Bend and let's do the half marathons there in preparation for doing in Labor Day weekend the Disney half marathons.
Okay. And so it was, so that was, it was your niece up in Oregon.
Yeah, niece up in Oregon. Okay. And so she said, oh, it's a beautiful course and really good. So I'd probably run, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 of them or so before this one. And so my daughter and I, we, you know, all I remember is getting in the car and heading there. And then the next thing was waking up and this doctor telling me, you know, that I had a heart attack. And then the rest of it was just kind of contacting. And fortunately, I was able to contact all of the people that were involved.
That's what this story about is about, is the right. blessing from above.
Blessing from above. God, Lord Jesus Christ
was
with me.
Because everybody that kind of came upon you, behind you, one right after the next, seemed to be a specialist of this, a specialist of that, a nurse that, and that. And it pretty much pretty soon you had an entire ER trauma center on you. And
absolutely. I mean, you know, the two physicians, you know, they were, you know, basically brain surgeons and stuff. And so they, you know, wanted to, what do I need the best?
Oxygen.
You know, and so, I mean, I was given CPR in a way that never was given before. You know, they straddled right on top of me, not your traditional way. And then they took one of the guys' Apple Watch and put
it on.
Yeah,
I saw that.
So he was seeing if he was being successful. And, of course,
they could
the
track
success was, you know, when I woke up, I had a few cracked ribs. You know, so
that's what I was going to ask you next. Did you feel like you'd been hit by a car?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really set me back. I mean, it just, you know, and I mean, the doctors told me, you know, I had to stay away from the practice for a month, you know, but I had some really good.
So at that point, you were still practicing. You had not retired.
Right. Yet. Yeah.
So
yeah,
for listeners, we did not clarify. He is a doctor, but you were a dentist.
So,
yeah.
And so I had, you know, two real neat Christian fellow dentists that actually took care of my emergencies. Mm. And because I was in the same building with another guy, he was able to allow my hygienist to clean teeth and stuff. So for a month, they carried on, and Tammy Jones.
Tammy J.
One of them. Yeah.
Tammy,
you know,
J.
So, but, you know, then after, you know, that month, then I slowly started getting back into doing the dentistry and stuff.
Sure. So what? Go ahead.
Most importantly, I mean, back in dentistry, but you are an adventurer, you're a runner, you are reading the story. One of the few things I underlined that all this came out like a movie, but we see that you've worked at Disneyland at one point, a skydiver.
That's where I met my wife, at Disneyland.
Yeah. Aww. What were you working at Disneyland? What were you guys doing?
Well, actually, I worked in the merchandise department, which is kind of weird in that I was in charge of stocking the stores in like New Orleans Square. And my wife, Teresa, worked at the candy cart. So New Orleans Square. Ah. So I supplied the candy cart. So I say I repented to the Lord. You know, forgive me for selling all these kids candy.
And you're a dentist.
And now I'll become a dentist. And so I went off to dental school, and bunch of things happened.
Funny.
And
that's too funny.
You know, but she was the one that really kind of told me about the Lord Jesus. And so I accepted Christ in dental school and then came back and then pursued her, and then we got married.
Yeah.
So women can be quite powerful, can't
they? Well, they are a very important part of our lives.
Right?
Without them, it would, I know. She's a blessing.
Well, the few highlights. So if you read the story, you need to pick up the story, and we want to cover a bit. But the thing is that this was 10 minutes of CPR. Right. You had nurses, neurosurgeons, everybody lined up running behind. Right. But I want to talk about getting back on track after the fact, because you ended up getting back on the trail to run. What was that like?
And can I just interject real quick? Ultimately, you obviously had a heart attack. There's so many things about heart attacks. I mean, to identify if it was blockage or if it was AFib.
I had blockage in two arteries.
Okay.
And so they'd put two stents in.
Okay.
And again, in the story, it talks about the guy, because he said he came from Portland, and he says, I'm over here like a couple times. A
couple weekends a year.
You know, and then my wife said, no, God put you here.
Hmm. Yeah.
Just like God put all those people.
I mean,
it's amazing, because they came from Portland, from Tacoma, from Michigan, you know, from Fresno. All at the same time, and to run the same pace
to be
there right at mile four.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, to me, it just says, you know, if you question whether there's a God, you know, read my story.
Yeah.
Because there is a God, and he cares for us. And, you know, I had nothing to do with it. You know, I just
got
up and run and then woke up. But like you say, the recovery thing, you know, one of the nurses said, Teresa said, my wife, she said, well, I guess he's done running half marathons. And she said, no. You know,
Susan, beginning.
Yeah, one of the nurses there. And she just said, no, if he follows his doctor's instructions and stuff, then he should be able to. And so I had to follow that. And one of the big things was this cardiac rehab, you know, that I did at Mercy. And it was like 36 sessions, and it was like an hour and a half. They hooked me up and put me on a treadmill and monitored me and stuff, and
that sounds awful,
you know. And so and then I'd go on a bike and I'd do the same thing, and the two gals that worked with me were just amazing, you know. And so that was part of it. But then, you know, I had to have a nuclear heart stress test to determine if I had heart damage, because that would say yes, you could run again or not, you know. And so I, in November following, you know, I had that, and she said, I had no heart damage, you know, and so
that's a miracle.
Again, that was a miracle. Just, and again, the quality of the CPR, you know, and again, I just sort of a side note thing, as far as everybody knowing CPR and knowing do compressions first. You come on a situation and you test and there's no heart, there's no pulse, you know, just start compressions, you know.
Get the blood moving.
Get going, you know. And so anyway, my cardiologist, Dr. Torin, she outlined things for me to do and stuff. And then in November, when she said I had no heart damage, she said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to go back and complete the thing. And so I followed this Jeff Galloway on, he does a run walk sort of thing. And I could only run like, she had me walking like, I don't know, every day, but just really watching my heart rate and stuff. And so she says, okay, start your training, but really watch your heart rate. And there's a formula for what heart rate is good for me. And it was like 121. So that's the heart rate that I worked at. So I would walk for 30 seconds, and then I'd run for 30 seconds, and I'd see where my heart was, and then I'd walk and stop. And so then eventually I'd move up to, you know, running a minute, but walking 30 seconds or, you know, and I just kept working up to what I used to do, which was a 3-in-1 sort of thing, running 3 minutes and then walking a minute. And so then, you know, then I got going. Well, and when you train for a half marathon, the way that Jeff Galloway talks about it, you train for, you know, at least two months, and you keep on the weekends, you keep adding to your mileage, you know. You know, you don't just bust out there, you know. And so, you know, the week before, I ran 11 miles, and I was running at a 13-minute pace, which the year when I had my heart attack, I was only able to run a 15-minute pace. That was probably the only indicator, like, I wonder if something's wrong. But I just thought, nah, you know, one of my gurus from way back, you know, was like Ken Cooper and you know, just to run slow is okay.
Yeah.
You know, and the training for my marathon that I did, again, it was pace is not important. It's completing.
It's finished. That's the
finish.
The quote.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not the finishing that matters. Right. Yeah. It's having the courage to start.
Right. Right. And
amen.
The gals at the
that's my downfall.
The heart rehab, you know, again, I just they were just glad that I took the courage, because they have a lot of fearful patients, you know, that after their heart attack, they won't do anything.
Well, and that's, I mean, that's kind of like a PTSD. I mean, people, you know, I mean, then you're afraid to die because you almost did,
right?
So you feel like if you overstress yourself or you do something, that it's going to cause it again, when realistically you just need to get things pulled back together, cleaned up, and, you know, keep moving, because, you know, they say that. If you, once you stop moving, you just start decaying.
Yeah, my son, he has a bit of a heart issue, and so he had his heart checked right before coming, and I had made a commitment, because he told me that he and his fiance were going to run with me. And so I made, you know, that was going to be one of the things. If he couldn't run with me, then I wasn't going to try it, you know. So he had his, so that was just another checklist. Okay, thank you, Lord, that his heart was good so that he could run with me. And it was an amazing run. And we ran a solid 13.1 minute mile, the whole 13 miles.
Wow.
You know, and one of the most exciting parts was the two neurosurgeons met me at mile four, and the one guy.
Mile four.
Yeah. You know, and they had signs, their kids had signs and stuff for, you know, go and everything like that. But the one, Dr. David, you know, he ran with me. And just gave me a little sermon, you know, and just said, you know, from this point forward, you know, just don't look back, move forward. So, so anyway, so we've kept with it.
I think I'm tearing up. That's beautiful.
What
an experience. No, that's just reading this. It really is out of a movie.
And surprisingly enough, your story, as amazing as it is, I have heard stories like this of other runners, and there was something that I just saw on TV just the other day that was talking about the exact same thing, that somebody had gone down during a marathon, and just so happened the person that was the first upon happened to be a nurse that, that practiced, or was a, she also was a CPR instructor, you know, and I know there was somebody in your group, too, that was a CPR instructor. I,
well,
was
the,
I can't even imagine.
Sherry, the race director, you know, she and I talked that, you know, it's important for these races to have CPR training, and there needs to be more people that would be willing to do the Good Samaritan sort of thing,
right?
You know,
and
to be ready for something like this, you know, and so, anyways,
Well, I don't know how close we are to the commercial break, but I just want to hear, you chose Joshua 1. One night, I'd love you to say what that is on here.
I'll have to get my glasses out. But you know, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be terrified or dismayed, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And see, again, be courageous. That was on the sign, on the entry to the finish line, to, you know, to be courageous, to start. That's where the courage is, you know. And so, you know, for me, you know, I needed to trust God that he has allowed me to come back and run this race to give him the glory, you know, to testify his work in my life. You know, I am I work with Bible Study Fellowship, and I'm a children's leader for teaching kids about the Bible and the lessons that are there. And so, you know, I want to be able to, you know, glorify him in what I do. And so, anyway,
so awesome.
So I take that courage from
goodness.
Him.
We have courage and perseverance tonight. Good radio.
It's time for us to take another break, and when we come back, we'll introduce our next guest. And, Doctor, we just appreciate you coming in and sharing with us.
Well, thank you so much.
No, our pleasure. We appreciate it.
I hope to connect with you more.
All right.
Because there's more stories.
Yeah, I am sure. This is KCNR, and we'll be right back.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Enjoy.
Good evening again, North State. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And once again, I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy.
I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown.
And you're listening to North State Now. So that was really great. He was awesome. I loved Dr.
Larry Watts. Yeah.
So we actually have two more guests tonight, but the second guest of this evening's show is somebody that many, many people know around the North State for many different reasons. He's a professional photographer and a mover and a shaker within the community and trying to uplift and kind of glorify everything North State. So this is Mr. Nigel Skeet. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I can vouch for the olive oil.
Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you, yes. So we, Nigel came to Enjoy quite some time back with a concept that we were super down with, and it's continued to grow and thrive. And so we're going to talk a little bit about Everything Adventure, California Adventure District, which is an organization that you started a couple years back that is really designed to synergize Northern California and its top 12 counties in trying to really build the adventure kind of exploration and things like that in Northern California. There's tons and tons and tons and tons, billions and billions of dollars spent in California, and so little of it is actually spent past Sacramento. Yet, for some reason, we have all of the land and all the exploration. So
Right. Your
goal is to change that, correct?
That's correct.
So why don't you explain to us a little bit about CAD and just, you know, you right now we have been partnering with you, and you have a series that's been going on in Enjoy Magazine, and it's the California Adventure District Experience, and so you've been doing articles for us and doing photos, and it's absolutely incredible.
Well, and I do appreciate the partnership.
Yeah.
This is great. It takes people to be able to see forwards and not backwards, right?
Yeah.
But the past is important as a reference point.
Absolutely.
So, in a nutshell, I spent 25 years in L.A., and I moved up here 11 years ago. And I can safely say that I speak for 90% of people in Southern California that California ends at the San Francisco-Sacramento line.
Right.
That holds on the line.
Not Northern California.
Right.
That's what they call it.
Northern California is Sacramento and San Francisco. And if you go from L.A. to Sacramento, it's like, well, make sure you bring a GPS, right? Yeah, I mean, but we don't even know mm-hmm. that there's 4.5 more hours of California,
right?
Let alone what we have around here. So, you know, and some people say, well, we like to keep it that way, which is fine. But then after a few years of living here, I just realized that this whole place is just underbranded and undermarketed. And you start looking at the economic situation and so started digging into the tourism numbers. And basically, we're just missing out on, what was it, 97%
mm-hmm.
of the California tourism-related spending, mm-hmm. right? Revenue coming in. And as I did a little research, it turns out that the four counties on the coast are in the exact same predicament. And so what I did is I know that right now our area is divided into a District 1 and District 2, which looks at California, which looks at our areas as a vertical, right? So we have two verticals. But I just decided to see what happened if we was to join the northern section of California horizontally. Just because our numbers are exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And collectively, we have just an amazing outdoor recreation playground. And so collectively, we are missing out. It's not just our area, but collectively, the whole top 12 counties is missing out on many, many billions of dollars of tourism revenue.
Yeah.
And
for natural, a lot of it, natural resources, natural. Nothing that we have to create. Yeah. It's already there.
It's not like we have to build a Disneyland.
And
it's already here.
No, it's already here. And we have, so when you combine the top 12 counties, we end up with roughly 38,000 square miles of stuff, mm-hmm. right? And we have six national forests, so combined, right? So instead of when one national forest is not enough, no. We have six national forests. We have four national parks and monuments. The coast is 320 miles of coastline and beaches. We have hundreds of mountains and caves and volcanoes. Mm-hmm. Dozens and dozens of lakes, amazing lakes.
World-class fishing, skiing, yeah. I mean,
and waterfalls. And of course, we have Lemurians and Bigfoot. We have Bigfoot. That's here. Bigfoot originates here, right? People underestimate Bigfoot. But all of those things combined, right, with an average, and sometimes people say, well, we don't want all those people coming up here. Well, our average population, I've done my research, our average population density, MODOC is 2.1 people per square mile, and the highest is the city of Chico. But on the average, we're at 29 people per square mile. So one of the ways we're getting people up here is to say, if you want to get lost, this is the place to come to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Think of all the breweries that we have up here, along with all of our mountains
and if all those people come and we have all that space, you probably won't see them anyway. Because they're lost.
That's right. So it's just a matter of, you know. I mean, I'm doing. I started just because of the challenge
and sharing it. And you now these in this month's issue, you're talking about Hit the Beach, mm-hmm. some of the six great beaches to explore in Northern California. Now, you have six, but do you have a specific favorite one?
Well, Trinidad.
Trinidad. It's beautiful.
And actually, to be honest with you, so we have, quote, unquote, four big counties that do lead the way in tourism. So Mendocino, Humboldt, Shasta, and Butte. And some of the smaller counties, we can consider them hidden gems. I mean, talk about beaches. I mean, beaches and rivers, you go up to Del Norte, right? Mm-hmm. Smith River, where the rivers hit to the ocean, that whole section up there is just, it's amazing, right? It's just absolutely incredible scenery, and it's great. It's not exactly the same as a Southern California beach where everybody can just lay out and get a tan in 10 minutes. But as far as the...
That's passe anyway, because you're going to get skin cancer.
But as far as the quality of the beaches and the quality of the resources, it's a different
experience.
Class.
Yeah.
We have the redwoods, too.
So the first order of business is to market our area collectively, so with the 12 counties, but definitely market it to Southern California. Right. Mm-hmm. And the way we do that is by creating itineraries. So instead of come up and spend the weekend, we're creating 5, 7, and 10-day itineraries. People to come and either rent a car or bring their own car, whatever, and just go around the district.
Yeah.
Book them, Dano.
10 days.
But you're also very much active in the airport scene.
I think air travel is key.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And
we have two primary airports within the district that you.
Yeah, we have Arcata and Redding,
mm-hmm.
and Arcata just scored Arcata to Phoenix with mm-hmm. American Airlines, so that's great. That starts June 3rd.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting one.
And I know ours is talking to American Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
So
right now, what do we have? Redding to LA and Redding to San Francisco.
Redding to
right?
San Francisco is on, and I believe LA starts back up in March.
Yeah. I mean, we had it, but COVID's messed up everything, but that should come back, hopefully.
Well, the cool thing about COVID, even though it's horrible, it's kind of leveled the playing field.
Yes.
For us.
I've been thinking about that, which I'm so glad you brought that up, because you look at an industry like Ashland, which their biggest tourism is wineries and the Shakespeare Theater Festival in their downtown district. Well, COVID kind of put everything at a halt. And when all of their college students left, all of their restaurants had to go on hold, and then all of the residents, or a lot of retirees, which are most affected by COVID-19, their industry kind of stopped. But then you look at Redding, right smack dab in the middle of all of these outdoor adventures, we had people coming up here just because they knew they'd be able to go hit all of
That's
those
right.
outdoor adventures that weren't affected.
You're brilliant.
And so it just – I think we're poised to really go from 1.7% to at least 3%. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
And I've struck up some great relationships and partnerships throughout the area, especially Humboldt County. Got some great people there with their chamber and their visitors bureau. And they're very, very – great people and very hungry and see the opportunity and love to be able to work more laterally, so between here and the coast, and create a partnership and camaraderie.
Yeah.
Because we're in this together, and basically we're at, I know where I said 1.7%, but we're basically at zero,
yeah.
right, especially after 2020.
Well, we have to partner because we need the strength in numbers to
That's right.
punch through that glass ceiling that is so much controlled by mid to Southern California. And really,
well, we have so many great resources here, and each county and wants kind of the same thing. So,
mm-hmm.
for example, Mount Shasta would be great if people come to visit Mount Shasta for the weekend. Well, we have a certain audience that's encapsulated, but mm-hmm. nobody from Germany is going to fly over and go to Mount Shasta for the weekend, right? And in Humboldt, they want people to come and spend the weekend in the Redwoods or whatever. Well, no one's going to fly over from Germany to go to the Redwoods. But if you put together a 10, 14-day package that includes Mount Shasta, Redwoods, Lassen Lake, and the waterfalls and blah, blah,
dinner
blah.
With Bigfoot.
Dinner yeah. with Bigfoot. Camp. Actually, we have camping with Bigfoot.
Camping
with Bigfoot.
Uh-huh. That's a whole California adventure district, basically.
You know, people make fun of Bigfoot, but I'm telling you, this area for Bigfoot is massive.
Now, you said he was sighted recently.
The last sighting in Northern California was in January this year.
Yeah.
There's a whole organization out there that takes it very seriously, and BFRO.net, I think it is, and they grade people's reports, and they really, you know, take it apart.
Well, it's definitely alive. There are entire TV shows revolving around.
Well, we're talking about going, you know, when you hit 299, I think one of my favorite things when I'm heading over to Eureka is stopping in Willow Creek.
There you go.
Bigfoot and hitting Central. That's Bigfoot Central, the cool museum.
Well, just north of there was the, still to this day, the most famous Bigfoot film was the Patterson film.
Oh, yeah.
And that was shot right there. So Bigfoot is still the magnet, right? And every year, I think it's Labor Day. Willow Creek, they have Bigfoot days.
Yeah. And you can get Bigfoot chocolate at Enjoy Store and Bigfoot poop mix at the Enjoy Store. It's amazing. It's amazing.
How to get that plug in there.
Yeah, right?
Hey. But it's kind of funny because Bigfoot is still probably the number one inquiry we still get. And we are going to do actual camping with Bigfoot, places where we can send people out to the campsites. And they can go camp by themselves.
Whoa.
Closest to where he's been spotted.
Make sure you have lots of liability insurance in case he kills
anybody. Well, they sign waivers. They have to sign it.
Make sure you stop it. Stop it, enjoy, and get your Bigfoot poop. And
yeah, your stuff. Supplies.
Bigfoot spray.
And Bigfoot spray. I would love, let us know when that becomes a reality, because that would be so cool to go and experience.
He's working hard. I watch it every day. We could talk. There's lots of going on.
But now's the time.
Nigel, where can people do some research on California Adventure District?
You can go to CaliforniaAdventureDistrict.com, and on Facebook, starting to do our little more social. So you can go to California Adventure District on Facebook.
Perfect. And you can reach out if you want to and say that, you know, you're here to help, because always.
We have some. Probably the biggest problem right now is that we have so many opportunities opening up that, you know, don't even know how to fill them.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Nigel.
Yep. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Rock on.
We love it. This is a great place to live, and you're just another spoke in
Brick
the wheel
and
that's trying to really solidify all the really cool things that we have to offer the world.
If you stop and enjoy the story, you get he has CAD District merchandise.
Oh yeah, you guys have a whole whole Venture District section, and I Love Reading merch. It's awesome. Do it. All right. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll have our last guest of the night. This is KCNR.
Enjoy.
Alan Gordon here, Coastmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment, despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Redding Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Redding Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Enjoy.
And we are back at KCNR. Again, this is James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
This is Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown.
And we're going to move quickly because we don't have a lot of time left, and we want to make sure we cover this next section and with our next guest because it's right up your wheelhouse. I'll let you take the lead here.
All right. Well, hey, we are going to be covering our downtown details. Typically, I'm the one talking about this, but today we have the Viva Downtown Executive Director, John Truitt. John, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Big cheese.
Blake, thanks for having me. James, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
You know what I'm here? I'm here to talk about. I'll make it really quick. I'm here to talk about the street. Market Street is reopening. You're going to be able to drive through Market Street. So that's going to happen on February 24th. Big grand opening, ribbon cutting, a couple of cars driving down the street. Due to COVID, we want to have a virtual presentation.
Virtual, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's happening live, but we encourage people to go online, go to our Facebook page, Facebook, just type in Viva Downtown Reading. It'll take you right there, and you'll be able to see the street reopen. And
it's
then when
be,
the weather's nice,
amazing.
You know, it's looking really good. You know, a lot of care has been taken. It's taken a while to make it happen.
All good things.
But a lot of good things, and I think people are going to be really impressed with what they see. And what I really like about this Market Street thoroughfare and project is that you know, traffic is being reintroduced, so cars, bikes, scooters, pedestrians. But also, the design is it's made to enhance. So there is room for it to get better. There's for more people. And, you know, and we're planning on, you know, residents in downtown. So for many years, and I've been with Viva Downtown for many years, and you've been downtown for many years, and you know how we've heard that there's this silver bullet, you know, this one business that's going to move in or this one building that's going to happen and it's going to absolutely change everything. But this is different because this really is an idea of how people get from one place to another, residents moving in, a big Shasta College Center being reintroduced there on California Street, parking has been reconfigured and considered. So, you know, a lot of different elements are being considered this time. There's no one thing that's going to fix everything, but really.
And I think times have changed. I don't think that exists almost anymore.
It doesn't. And so just a whole idea of getting as many people together and getting people doing things and just creating a new type of synergy to see what happens in downtown. I'm really excited about downtown Reading.
It's brilliant. And they
are bullish. I'm bullish.
Hey, yeah.
On downtown Reading.
Ding, 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 ding. I cannot believe the speed they're building the parking structure, too. It's fantastic.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? I mean, it seems like the parking structure is going up faster
than
you know, we had kind of an old parking structure there that was, for lack of a better term, falling apart. And it seems like that took longer to take down than this one is taking going up.
Right.
And so, we're pretty stoked about it.
And everything that I've seen, even in the magazine this month, that there's a small picture that shows what the parking structure is going to conceptually look like.
Yeah.
I really feel like it's handsome. it actually is a really well thought out. It's kind of integrated into it. It's almost like a piece of art.
It looks like a building that could be used for all kinds of things rather than, oh yeah, there's the parking lot.
I know.
And so I think that's a great idea. I mean, McConnell Foundation hired some pretty good designers to put the whole broad project together. So, you know, you've got like several blocks that are going to be going through some great design changes and use changes. I'm really looking forward to what happens next. But on the 24th, first things first, let's cut that ribbon and have people come downtown. It's 11 o'clock, right, Blake?
Yeah, it's going to be at 11 a.m. Follow us on our Viva Downtown Facebook page. City of Reading is going to be doing highlights that you can find on the City of Reading YouTube page after the fact. Any information that you're looking for downtown Reading redevelopment, go to cityofreading.org/downtown.
We love it. And, you know, James, thanks also for, you know, hanging out downtown. I mean, we've got the Lifestyle Magazine of Northern California right here in downtown. We got your great store featuring local business.